5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You're home alone. There's a knock at the door. Two kids are asking to use your phone. When you go to let them in, you stop yourself when you notice something sinister. Pale skin, black eyes, and an overwhelming sense of dread. This week's episode, Black Eyed Kids.
A bump in the night, your heart fills with dread. Probably a murderer who wants you dead. It could be a ghost, a demon, or worse. Perhaps you're the victim of a witch's curse. It's hopeless, you're doomed. You'd call a priest if you could. You'd rather just listen to who? Sinister Hood.
I'm gonna kill you. I had something I was gonna tell you, and I don't remember what it was.
So I volunteered to feed my friend's dog all week.
Oh, what kind of dog is it?
She's giant, and she's brindle, and she's beautiful, and her name's Lula.
Lula?
Like Cholula.
Oh, that's cute.
But I have to walk in the dark, and this week's topic has just made me scared to walk in the dark.
Yeah.
And then I saw a guy going pee-pee in the park across from my house, and I was like, it's a multifunction park. People play tennis in the day.
Was he just out under one of the lights out there?
He was parked his truck and then just sort of walked out in the forest and was standing as if he were peeing. But I mean, who knows what he was doing? And then just got back in the truck and walked away. And I was like, of all the places to stop, there's gas stations like fairly near. There's a very nice Quick Trip.
Yeah. I love Quick Trip.
Love a good Quick Trip.
Oh my God. Quick Trip is by far the best gas. I don't even consider it a gas station.
It's like an experience.
It is an experience.
It's very nice. And it's all, you know, you can stop there day or night in any neighborhood, even if it's like a less safe neighborhood. Yeah. You know, the Quick Trip's always like a good beacon.
They got wonderful milkshakes.
Nice bathrooms.
Good sandwich selection.
Oh, really?
And then some even have like the little thing where you can order like fresh food.
Oh, get out.
Oh, they've got pizzas. Grilled cheeses, you can get extra things on them.
My problem is
very good.
The gas station food app frequently doesn't have a gluten-free option.
Oh.
So I'm just like, Ollie.
Quick Trip would.
They probably would. I'll just eat a bag of Doritos.
Are those gluten-free?
Yeah. All corn chips and cheese powder.
Oh, yeah. So can you have flour tortillas?
Hell no, I cannot.
Oh, that's a bummer, man. I've had so many this weekend.
Have you really? Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to take flour tortillas and slather them in butter.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
I ate those yesterday.
God damn
it. We went to Matt's.
It must be nice.
My God, it was really good.
No, I can eat. My diet is largely, it should be like meat and vegetables, but it's mostly corn-based things. Mm. Like, I eat like corn chex or corn chips.
Oh, corn chex are really good.
They're really good. They have cinnamon corn chex. I just eat like so many nachos. My favorite food is nachos. I wish I was classier and my favorite food was like lobster or caviar. I like lobster nachos.
Yeah, lobster nachos would be good.
I just really like nachos.
Caviar nachos?
No,
I don't know.
Not so much.
Unless the chip was like, I don't know. Fish. I was like an oyster.
Back from when you came.
Would that work?
At there's like sushi place that has like sushi nachos, but it's a Tostitos scoop. Like, don't bullshit me. They're like, oh, whatever, corn bowl. And I was like, that's a literal I know what a Tostitos scoop looks like, and it fucking looks like that.
They're at Delat, they have the Dorito ceviche.
Oh, that's nice.
It's weird though.
That was it.
It's I like just Doritos, a bunch of Doritos Locos. With ceviche on top of
I'll
it.
I'll eat Doritos Locos Tacos like till the cows come home.
Doritos Locos Tacos and Weight Watchers have less points than any of the other tacos.
What?
I don't understand how.
I'm that's signing up.
Possible.
I'd be into doing Weight Watchers if I can eat. I ate 4 Jack in the Box tacos the other day. And I ate McDonald's for breakfast.
Good as hell though.
I ate like trash.
I love Jack in the Box and I never eat there. But I really appreciate that they break the boundaries of a burger fast food restaurant and have like egg rolls.
Yeah.
And tacos.
Egg sandwiches.
Yeah.
Someone recently introduced
think outside
me.
The box. They think outside the Jack in the Box.
Look at that.
Someone oh, man.
Recently introduced me to dipping Jack in the Box tacos in, as he says, buttermilk sauce. Very delicious.
What is buttermilk sauce?
It's ranch, but at Jack in the Box, the packaging says buttermilk sauce.
Oh, man.
It technically is ranch.
Do I know this person?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think I know who that is, and that's ridiculous. Call it ranch like everyone else
the
in
package,
the world.
To be fair, the package says buttermilk sauce.
Does he say, I'm going to dip my fry in this fancy ketchup? Yeah, it's from Whataburger?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
The Whataburger ketchup, though, is faint. I feel like it's appropriately named because I do feel like it's
they
fancier.
Make it themselves in a factory in, like, South
really?
Texas. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not Heinz. It's Whataburger brand ketchup. Like, they
So
control.
It is fancy.
It's very fancy.
They also have the spicy one, which is nice.
Yeah, it's good.
I prefer regular, but it's still
yeah.
nice.
It's good. Yeah, you just mix it up. But yeah. I can talk about fast food for another hour and a
yeah,
half.
Yeah, we could have a podcast about
But what
fast
you should
food.
Watch out, there's the Jack in the Box off of 30 and Garland Road is where I always go. And there's a guy there that I was in the drive-thru at like 1 in the morning. And he rolled up on a bicycle. And my natural reaction to anything is to scream. Just
That's fair.
Just to scream. And I was like looking at my phone because I was sitting at the drive-thru and it inevitably takes like 2 hours at that. It takes like 45 minutes. And I looked up from my phone and I just screamed at him. And he was like, I'm sorry. That's the reaction most people give me. And I was just like, well, but don't linger outside of a car.
Was he like next to your car?
Yeah. He was right in front of my car.
What was he doing?
Just lingering. He wanted like, I think he wanted us to buy him food and I felt bad.
Oh,
but
well,
I was just like,
dude.
I was startled and it was yeah. like late at night and we were just like, I was like, keep the window. I was
that's
like,
not
are
the
we
way
bad
to
people? Yeah, I was like, are we bad people? And the person was like, no, like it's like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, we leave the doors locked.
That's
like,
scary. We don't live in the freaking, where was that? What was that movie where they all are black and white, but then they turn color?
Pleasantville?
Yeah. We don't live in Pleasantville.
What a reference. That's almost as bad as all of our references after our show the other night. Talking about Where the Heart Is and Mrs. Winterbourne.
Oh, man.
I will say shout out to Hannah Vaughn, the prolific stand-up comedian and also host of Baby Bangs podcast.
And just a very nice human.
A fucking brilliant, phenomenal human and a great friend. She texted me a screenshot that she had rented Mrs. Winterbourne on Amazon Prime. And I was like, buckle up, sister.
No one has watched this but Heather, who rehashed the entire plot very enthusiastically
there's
like
a lot,
10
there's
minutes.
Not even a couple movies. There's a lot of movies that if you're like, hey, what happened in, my friend Gypsy always says Paranormal Activity. One time she goes, I've never seen any of those movies. And I acted out all 4 movies.
Well, if you've seen one, you've seen all of them.
That's not true.
They kind of go downhill after
I
the first
I point
one.
You to my one-woman show, Heather McKinney, Paranormal Activity.
I would love to see that at a block party.
Just me acting out my movies. Well,
you know who I never want to see at a block party?
I don't want to see these people.
These motherfuckers.
They're going to sneak up on you at the Jack in the Box.
Yeah. That is prime place for a black-eyed child.
I didn't know
to approach you.
I don't know what a well, and I see him say it, call them black-eyed kids or black-eyed children.
Yeah,
so it's interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Black-eyed, not to be confused with black-eyed peas. Fergie, Will I Am,
or the delicious side dish.
You make them every New Year's Day for good luck.
Yes,
you eat a bowl. I feel like Black Eyed Peas, the band, is like Seinfeld with the three tenors, where they're like Pavarotti, whatever, and the
other guy. Yeah,
it's like the Black Eyed Peas is like Will I Am, Fergie,
and
the other two dudes.
The other dude,
nobody knows who they are.
Well, I'm Christy.
I'm Heather,
and today we are discussing
the fucking Black Eyed Kids, y'all.
Black Eyed Kids.
Christy, what's a Black Eyed Kid?
Oh, a Black Eyed Kid is an urban legend of supposed paranormal creatures that resemble children between the ages of 6 to 16.
Already terrifying.
Yeah. I mean,
Kids are
scary. If we just stopped right there, that's enough to scare me. They have pale skin, black eyes, and are reportedly seen hitchhiking, panhandling, or are encountered on the doorsteps of residential homes.
This
is why we have Ring.
Well, that's why I have a Ring doorbell. Mm-hmm. And also, this is one of those where I was researching it alone in the dark, or I was like driving home alone. And I was like, when you research it, it's like, it frequently preys on women who are alone. Yeah. And I was like, cool.
Oh, this is great. This cool. is how it happens. Yeah.
Great.
Well, the first reported incident, coincidentally, came out of Abilene, Texas, which... not that far from where we are.
It's a horror show on its own of a
town. How far is Abilene from us?
Maybe like 8 hours.
Oh, really?
It's pretty far. Many? It's like near the Panhandle.
Okay. I thought that was Amarillo.
Maybe so.
I don't know.
Well, no, wait. Because Abilene Christian is a college that's not too far out.
It is.
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking Amarillo is in the Panhandle.
Somewhere in the vicinity of 2 to 6 hours from Dallas.
It's 178 miles from where we're at.
Okay, so that's about 2.5 hours.
2 hours and 42 minutes. Yeah. Oh, God, it's closer than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought this was in the Panhandle.
No, Texas is a big state.
It's much worse.
Well, in 1996, Texan reporter Brian Bethel posted on a ghost hunting forum about his supposed encounter with black-eyed children in Abilene, Texas. According to Brian, he was sitting in his car in a movie theater parking lot, paying his internet bill.
Which I love, because he's like, I had to go down and drop the check in the internet company box.
Because you couldn't pay online back then, probably.
No, shout out to Brian for having the internet in 1996.
Yeah, though. That was like when it first became a big thing.
Well, he's an award-winning journalist.
Yes, a trailblazer. Well, he was paying his internet bill, writing a check out in his car, when there was a knock at the driver's side door. There, standing beside his car window, he saw two young boys between the ages of 9 and 12 wearing hoodies. One was an olive-skinned boy with dark curly hair. The other was a red-headed boy with freckles. They asked for a ride home to get money from their mother to see Mortal Kombat.
Okay, this is a problem that's not my problem.
Yeah.
This isn't like a kid that's like, I need help.
Sorry, bro, boy.
Somebody beat us up. Can you help us call the police? It's like, we want to see Mortal Kombat, and we didn't have the foresight to bring money, and now can you... How is this any of this...
No.
First of all, Brian Bethel is nice, because he cracks his window and talks to them.
I would have been like, what?
Just no, I'd be like, go away. Window.
I would have just shooed them away with my hand.
First of all, I would have screamed directly in their face.
Yeah.
And then been like, can we see Mortal Kombat? Let me save you from yourself, kid. You don't want to see Mortal Kombat, the movie.
Did you see it?
At the time, I remember Mortal Kombat the movie and Street Fighter the movie came out at the same time.
That makes sense.
Street Fighter was better. It had Raul Julia in it. But both of them are just like fucking bad.
Yeah. I can't imagine that they were
I can't imagine that. Well, I mean, at no point has there ever been a video game movie that was like great.
Yeah.
Brigitte Wilson was in it, though, so shout out to Brigitte Wilson.
Okay.
Wasn't she on Flavor of Love?
Oh, yes. And before that, on her and Flavor Flav met, where they all stay in the house.
Yes.
And Mini-Me was on it. His name is Vern Troyer.
Bless. I got really into Vern Troyer's Facebook videos, and then he died.
I know. It was really sad.
There's videos of him running around
in his
car.
He lived also in Dallas.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
We could have been friends.
Wouldn't that have been something?
Regrets.
My God. Well,
they wanted to
the
see
boys
Mortal Kombat.
Asking to see Mortal Kombat sounded innocent enough.
Mm-mm.
But when Brian checked to see when the movie was playing, he saw that the last showing had started an hour ago. So that doesn't really make sense. If the kids wanted him to drive them back home to get money and then back to the theater, and the movie's already been going an hour, they're going to miss the movie.
Yeah, and it's like back in the day when it was like the movie, because he said that the light from the marquee was like spilling into his car, and that's what he was using to write his check.
Oh.
I guess it was like the internal lights of his car and then also like the light from the marquee. And the marquee said like 8 p.m. movie, mm-hmm. and it was like 9 o'clock already. So yeah, it makes no sense. Also, these kids sound real fucking rude.
Already red flags. Yeah. Also,
black-eyed kids in general, this is going to
get your shit together.
This is going to get me a visit from the black-eyed kids. But I'm like, you're very needy and rude.
Yeah.
Like, at what point has this become my
you're
problem?
You're the worst type of kid there is.
Handle your problems.
So Brian couldn't explain why, but he suddenly became terrified of the boys. The one that seemed to be the leader kept trying to reassure Brian that there was no reason to be afraid, even making comments like, we're just two little kids. we don't have a gun or anything.
Okay, that immediately says that. Makes me think you have a gun.
Yeah. If you say, hey, I don't have a gun, you have a... It's just like anytime someone says, I mean, I'm not racist. Whatever comes out of their mouth next is going to be super racist. It's
fucking terrible.
It's a slam dunk 10 out of 10 times.
To be fair, when I got held up by a young kid, he was
You
probably,
got held up?
Yeah.
With a gun?
Yeah, yeah. It was me, my brother-in-law, and then our friends Justin and Rennie, and they... Okay, we were all drunk. And I lived in these apartments in Mesquite that are across from, like, really dangerous motels where a detective I know and the Mesquite police were like, oh, like, if there's a crime, we're just like, oh, check there first. Because, like, that's probably where the perpetrator is. But we were out. We had a box of ice cream sandwiches. Well, we went to get the ice cream sandwiches from my house. And because I guess it was late at night and all the stores were closed. And as we were coming down the stairs, we were trying to get in the car, and my brother-in-law, who's just like a 6'5" wall of muscle, like,
yeah.
And just like, he looks like he would be in the Mortal Kombat movie. He's yeah. just like a wall of a man. And
finish
like,
him.
Yeah, he finishes them. and this kid comes up behind him, and I just catch it on my periphery, and somebody's like reaching in his pocket. And we lovingly tell my brother-in-law he has a J-Lo booty because he's got like, he does. He just has like a, you know, like a round booty.
A little round
and
butt.
So his tight, his jean pants where his wallet's a little tight. So you can't just slip in and take it like a frog ass having person. Uh-huh. You would be able to just rob them easier. So this kid he chose the wrong ass to try to rob.
Wow.
And so when he tried to reach the wallet, he couldn't get it out. And my brother-in-law just turned around and slapped his hand like a kid in a cookie jar. I was like, no. And the kid's like, try it again. And my brother-in-law just was like, no. And the kid just goes, I have a gun.
How old was this kid?
Probably like, I think when they caught him, he was like 16 or 17.
Did he really have a gun?
Well, yeah. And my brother-in-law just turned around and goes, he talks with kind of a pretty thick Texas accent. He was like, I don't mean to break your heart, but this isn't the first time I've had a gun pointed at me, which is like the coolest thing you could say. It's like a very dirty, hairy thing to say. And the kid was like, but I have a gun. Give me your wallet. And then our friend Justin, who's kind of like a bigger redneck than all of us, was like, you got a gun. I got a gun. And it was his truck. And he ran around to get underneath his passenger seat, I would think, assuming to get his gun. Turns out we were in his wife's truck. This is a very Mesquite story.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife kept her gun in the glove box. So he's fiddling around underneath the seat.
Like a dumbass.
Like a dumbass. And he's like, I got a gun right here. Well, at the threat of the gun. This, which would make me think that the kid robbing us, maybe his gun was fake. Or he just was like, fuck it, these people are insane. And the kid turns around and runs away. And my brother-in-law throws ice cream sandwiches on the ground and goes, get back here. And they start, they take off and chase the kid. And the kid, like, knew the apartment complex and, like, jumped the fence or whatever. And then I was left to scoop the ice cream sandwiches off the ground.
Were they saved?
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, I put them back in the box. Okay. They were a little melty, but...
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you, and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah.
As long as they were still edible.
Yeah, this was not a black-eyed kid. This was just some dumbass kid. Well, like, give me your wallet.
He was about to get a black eye from your
punch him in the face
from your brother-in-law.
Yeah,
idiot.
We're just trying to eat ice cream sandwiches. Like, get out of here. Meanwhile, Rennie, who's the chillest person ever, is just sitting in the back seat. He's like, he goes, "Oh damn, thanks, Rennie. Helpful."
That's hilarious.
Anyway,
well, that kid didn't have black eyes. But Brian noticed that these boys...
We don't have a gun or anything, mister. Blink, blink.
blink, blink. He described them as soulless orbs, like two great swaths of starless night, which is very poetic if you're not about to get murdered.
He's a good writer.
Yeah. They were black as coal and filled the entire socket. There was no white of the iris to be seen.
So everywhere that you're in my eyeball is mostly white. A lot of times mine are red due to sleepiness or drinking.
Allergies.
It's just, and also I poked my finger in my eye and the doctor said don't. But when it's itchy, you got to scratch it. But that white slash pink part of your eye is all black. Yeah. And then the part of your eyes that are blue and mine that are brown also black.
It's like if you stuck two black coals in your sockets.
Yeah. Or like marbles because they're all shiny. Any of the like artist
like
renderings.
Like a shark's eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Shark babies.
Shark babies.
Wait, baby shark.
Aw. Terrified, Brian quickly made an excuse to leave, rolled up the car window, and threw it into reverse. It was then that the boy's demeanor changed. He became angry and started pounding on the window, yelling, "We can't come in unless you tell us it's okay. Let us in." Mm-mm. Brian sped out of the parking lot as quickly as he could. He hesitated to glance in the rearview mirror, but couldn't resist. When he finally did, he saw that the boys had vanished. After Brian's post, other stories about black-eyed kids' encounters began to pop up often, sharing common elements. It is always night, and often there is a storm. The person encountering the black-eyed kids was just going about his or her normal activities when the BEKs appeared. They felt extreme fear and ran away or drove away just in time.
Well, and that's what he talks about, being in the car, and that as he's looking at the kids and he's horrified and he feels really terrified, he looks at his hand and his right hand was reaching over his body to unlock the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks down at his hand and he catches himself. And
like, you don't have control over what you're doing.
Like, he was, like, subconsciously, like, yeah, let me let them in. And he's like, I felt a fear, a feeling of dread. I felt like... like, I was terrified, but at the same time, I was naturally compelled to just let them in.
Like, they have some kind of mind control
or power, perhaps. Or
yeah. Well, that was the first reported incident, but there's been many other incidents of black-eyed kids. In Portland, beautiful city of Portland. I've never been, but I've always wanted to go. It looks very green.
Yeah. I've been to Seattle. I've never been to Portland.
Never been to Seattle either.
It was rainy. Shout out to Sean Mayer, who lives in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
Former comedian at
there.
DCH.
Yeah. Former comedian. He's not funny now.
Current comedian, formerly of DCH.
Well, in Portland, not long after Brian Bethel's encounter, came another eerily similar one. John Northwood was attending a work conference in the downtown area. At around 11 p.m., he got into his car that was parked on the top floor of an above-ground garage. He was starting it up when there was a knock at the window. It was another man from the seminar named Doug. He wanted to know if John would give him a ride. He said there were some kids hanging around his own car that made him very uneasy.
This is the kind of thing makes you think of Parks and Rec, where the lady's like, please don't put a basketball court across from my house because it attracts a certain kind of person. So if you tell me a man named Doug's like, there's some kids, I just am like, all right, Doug, you're kind of a piece
of
shit.
Well, John said, at first he was just like, oh, are these just homeless kids?
Yeah, you're being a real piece of shit,
yeah,
Doug.
Are these just teenagers that you're being very judgmental of?
It's true. Well, I do feel like a lot of times teenagers can just like cut to the core of you.
Oh yeah.
So if I walked to my car and there were some like tweens, I would just be like, oh, you can have it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're like, because they just know your greatest fear.
Anything
just, yeah.
that can tear you down and make you question every decision you've made in your life, they know what it is.
The guy in my motorcycle class taught at a middle school, and he's just like, he's a good looking guy. Like, kind of cool hair, long hair. But he had a very, like, prominent nose. And he's like, yeah, I told this girl, I was like, okay, you have to go to detention. And she's like, I don't have to take detention from you, you bird-ass looking motherfucker. And he goes, I was so mad. I try not to laugh because bird-ass looking motherfucker was so accurate. And he goes, because I do look like a bird.
And she's like, good for him. I would have cried.
He was just like, it was so good. And he goes, I was like, I have to give you 2 days of detention now. And she's like, yeah, I know. Like, she just had to say it, though. But like, yeah, if you told me some teenagers were in my car, I'm like, they're so mean.
Like, yeah, no, they wouldn't even have to say anything. And I'd be like already in tears.
You can have it. So poor Doug. Doug pussed out and asked for John to give
him
a ride.
And John, being the nice guy he is, drove him around the parking garage, went past his car, and there were three teenagers loitering around it. A girl that looked to be about 14 years old was leaning against the car, looking bored and smoking a cigarette.
The coolest kind of kid.
Oh, yeah. That was me. That was me. Not cool, but
you can have
real,
the car.
Real assy. There were also two boys, roughly 12 and 14. Suddenly, John felt compelled to look at them and slowed the car.
There it is. You can't control yourself.
You can't. The boys sauntered over to the car, and John asked them what they were doing. The younger one said, "It's scary out there all alone, and we just wanted a ride home." The older one looked at Doug and said, "You promised you'd help us out."
Shit, I didn't promise you nothing.
No, right?
Well, also, so if the BEK, the Brian Bethels was 1996, and this is quote-unquote not long after. I want to say this was like 6 or 8 months after, mm-hmm, or like a year, mm-hmm, after. So nowadays, if some kid was like, "Give us a ride home," I'm like, "Where's your phone at?" Or call an Uber.
Get
on Google Maps and Mass Transit and figure it out.
I feel like the opportunity for black-eyed kids is really passed with the coming of age technology that
we
have now.
Stuff. Like I said, it's like we were talking about with just ruining stuff. Yeah. Like back in the day, it was like, there's demon encounters. And it's like, well, you have cameras now. And it's
It was a speck of dust. Mm-hmm. John and Doug felt very uneasy, but for some unexplained reason, Doug started to get out of the car.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to be cool like that girl smoking.
Mm-hmm. John then noticed the eyes of the boys. He described them as a liquid black pool. He also said that all of a sudden, they appeared to look older. He pulled Doug back in, threw the car into reverse, and sped out of the parking garage.
A lot of just throwing cars into reverse.
Lots of very quick getaways.
Do you feel comfortable backing a car up?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm a really good parallel parker. Not
everyone
is.
I am too.
Feel very good about my parallel
parking. Tommy's car has, like, when you put it into reverse, the screen comes up that shows you everything behind you.
Or, like, park assist or whatever?
Yeah, and it'll have, like, these lines that you can gauge, like, how far you are. And my car doesn't have that, so every time when I'm in my car, I'm just like, oh, shit, what am I doing?
I have to remember.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so he's backing out.
The kids start chasing the car.
Hell no.
John was taking turns at 35 miles per hour, but somehow when they got to the bottom of the garage, the oldest boy had beat them and was waiting for them. He made a dash for John's driver's side door, but John sped away just in time. When he looked back, the boy was nowhere to be found.
Makes me want to throw up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine speeding down a parking garage and you're like, okay, we got
away. That alone would make me throw up because I get very motion sickness.
But it's like, we got away. And you get down there and you're like, God, it's still
there. I mean, that's straight out of a horror film.
God.
About 10 minutes later, they decided it was probably safe to go back, and John dropped Doug off at his car.
Let's just take a moment and imagine what those 10 minutes were like with those dudes in the car. Like, did you see that? No, me neither. Yeah, we're cool.
What the fuck?
Hey, bud, I'm going to take you back to your
car. And then I would, 10 minutes is not long enough for me.
No.
I would have said, where do you want me to drop you, Doug?
Unless you're...
I'm peacing out. You're on your own.
I'm not a, like, super gun advocate, but, like, this is a moment when you want to be able to reach under your seat and be like, get away from my car, y'all!
Yeah. Or at least have, like, a taser.
Or just, I don't know.
Something.
But again, they probably didn't have cell phones if it's 97, because even if you're like, okay,
no,
there's three
they may
kids.
Have had a pager. I had a beeper.
Did you? My sister had a beeper with a gold chain, and she let her friend wear it at Townies Mall outside the Foley's. And a
Foley's,
guy kissed,
oh, God.
The guy kissed my sister's friend and, like, meanwhile was, like, unfurling the chain the beeper and stole the beeper.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't cool. Not
That's
cool.
Shitty on so many levels.
Anyway, so they didn't have a cell phone. So at this time, I mean, like, if nowadays, again, if there were kids outside, like, waiting outside somebody's car, you just go inside and call 911. Mm-hmm. But back then, it was like, shit, man.
No, you were kind of on your own. So as they both made their way home after he dropped Doug off at his car, John was about 45 feet behind Doug. When Doug misjudged going across the intersection of a yellow light and was hit by a truck, being killed instantly. John said the entire time he was giving the police report, he felt very exposed and like he was being watched. On his way home, he saw the three black-eyed teens two blocks away from the scene of the accident.
That is so horrifying.
What's the worst is Doug is like, oh man, that was crazy. That was so terrifying. Whew, glad it's over. Gonna go home to my wife and kids. Pow.
Dunzo.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
Like, when just when things can't get any worse, oh, they get the worst, the possible worst outcome ever. That's,
I mean, it's like a, it's like Final Destination or something, yeah, where it's just like, okay, I've escaped. I'm good. I'm safe. And that moment that you, like, let your guard down, mm-hmm, is the moment when it happens, which is why I never let my guard down.
That's why I constantly have walls up.
This is why I sleep with cameras on.
Yeah.
Lights everywhere. Man, well, but that wasn't the only incident.
Let's go across the pond, Heather.
Oh, aye, aye, mate. That was a bad British accent.
But we're going all the way over to good old England.
Merry old England.
In September.
We just lost our six UK listeners.
I'm so sorry. We apologize. We're sorry for that.
How disrespectful of us.
In September of 2014, tabloid newspaper, which I love me a good tabloid newspaper.
You can, if you need to buy me something for my birthday, National Enquirer.
Oh.
Any day.
I was given a subscription to Us Weekly for many Christmases in a row.
They're like, Christy loves this.
I love it. And Star. I had a subscription to both for quite a while.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Daily Star is this tabloid newspaper. They ran several front page stories about a black-eyed girl who was terrorizing the area of Cannock Chase, Staffordshire, England.
Which Cannock Chase is apparently well known for being haunted.
Mm.
So it's a hot, they called it a hotbed for paranormal activity.
A hot, I thought you were going to say a hot mess.
A hot is a hot mess of paranormal activity.
Well, according to the reports, a woman had been walking with her daughter when she heard a terrifying scream that sounded like a young child in danger.
God.
She ran to look where it came from.
Can I just ask you as a mom, you would, like, if you were in the park with Ella, mm-hmm, and you heard a little kid, mm-hmm, screaming for help, mm-hmm, you'd go try to help the kid.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what this is, praise on, mm-hmm, your goodness. It, yeah, praise on your want to help other
your emotions.
So she hears the scream. She does what any of us would do.
She does what hopefully any of us would do. Runs to see what's going on. Nothing's there. But when she and her daughter turn around, they see a little girl about the age of 10 with her hands over her eyes. When the woman asked if the child was the one who had been screaming, the child pulled her hands down to reveal black eyes. The woman and her daughter jumped back, and the black-eyed child disappeared.
That's what happens is they don't just walk away.
But they just disappear.
When you turn around and turn
they
back, they're
ghost
gone.
Ghost you.
Oh, come on. Well, I know how that feels, and it friggin' sucks.
I'm not applauding about being ghosted. I'm applauding about that joke.
It was really good. Thank you.
Thumbs up. It was all right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, what's even creepier?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the drone footage?
No, uh-uh.
So just a few years ago, or I guess this was in 2014, so recently, these guys took a drone, mm-hmm, out over this area, and the drone catches a woman in a white dress in the forest.
Shit!
And they kind of, like, see her, and then the drone swoops back around to get another look, and it looks like...
She has black eyes.
You can't get that close. It looks like the girl from The Ring.
Oh,
just like
really
white dress and long black hair.
Oh.
And they say this, they think they caught on camera the
black-eyed kid.
The black-eyed kid that's been terrorizing things. And a medium who was kind of called to the case says she thinks it's a child left over from, I don't know, a long time ago that passed away from like diphtheria or something like that.
Oh, like a disease that caused like bleeding of the eyes or something?
Yes. Yeah. Very creepy. The drone footage, I mean, let's be real. It's probably not real, but it's...
Or what if it's very real?
I wish everyone could have just seen the look of disdain Heather just gave me. She rolled her eyes and shook her head at my naysaying.
I'm a believer.
It could be real. It could be real. I hope it is real. I want it to be real. As creepy as this is, and it's probably like a demon, that'd still be cool if it was real.
Let's save our theories for the end, because I have some theories.
Okay. The next one.
This one is my, I would say.
This is my favorite.
It's the worst one by far. It's like my biggest fear by far. Not my biggest fear, but like my biggest, the story of these that makes me this most scared.
Yeah. Well, because up until now, and in, we're just giving a sampling of these encounters.
There are hundreds.
There's hundreds that you can read on the internet.
Where a lot of shit's on
there. Well, there's a lot of shit is out there, you guys. And this, of all of them, no one ever lets them in their car or their home.
Because they don't know, we don't know what happens.
Until now.
Till Vermont. Home of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, God.
And Black Eyed Kid Encounters.
In January of 2016, a woman in Vermont made the mistake of letting two Black Eyed Kids into her home.
No!
You shouldn't. I mean...
To be fair, the scenario that's set up for her, she kind of had to.
I think I would have done the same, to be honest.
I mean, yeah. When you hear the parameters of the story,
So
yeah.
During a blizzard...
There it is.
Yeah. I mean... During a blizzard one evening, the woman heard knocking at the front door.
Before, if you had a Ring doorbell, you wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, I know.
You've seen them coming up.
Before answering, she looked out the window and noticed two sets of footprints leading up to the house, but didn't see a car. The knocking continued, and when she answered the door, there was a boy and a girl about 8 years old standing at her doorstep.
No, deal breaker. Close the door.
Do you, though? It's a blizzard and two children just showed up at your front door?
If I had a Ring doorbell.
I think
also, you can't knock on my door because I have a cage in front of my door.
You have the best setup for not getting solicitors or Black Eyed children to come to your door.
Someone was rattling the cage in front of my door once.
Jesus.
This is pre-Ring doorbell. And I went out there and it was a lady from a local church. And she was like, hello, I'm from blah, blah, blah church. And do you have a minute to talk? And I was like feeling a little irritated because
who does that?
It was insane. Because I removed my doorbell because I didn't want anyone to ring the doorbell, and you can't reach my door.
So the way she was going to get in touch with you was just to shake the cage. Jesus Christ.
Like any animal, I didn't like that. And so I was feeling a little salty, and she's like, hey, you know, we're from this church. Like, how would you describe your religious beliefs? And I was feeling salty. And so I just went, magic. She was like, what?
That's a good answer.
And I was like, she's like, Harry Potter? Have you ever read the Harry Potter books? And she was like, no. Did you say magic?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, magic.
Do you want to come in? I have some things set up.
I'd love to read you some scripture from the Deathly Hallows if you have a moment.
And I was just concocting a potion if you'd like to come in.
I didn't want to be mean, but also don't shake my cage. And we don't have a problem.
You're nicer than me because I would have been like, Do you think I want to talk about God after you just shook the
rude
thing that I'm trying to keep everyone away from?
Yeah, I literally
making me talk about God.
I don't want to talk about anything. I don't want to talk about my AT&T service.
Nothing.
I don't want to talk about God. I don't want to talk about how there's a water leak in the front yard. I don't care.
No,
don't bother.
Even
me.
If I agree with what you're bringing to me, get off my lawn.
Unless you're the Amazon man, bring him a box.
That's the only time I want anybody there.
Stay away.
Yeah. So the knocking continued.
Poor
she
lady.
Answers the door. Boy and a girl about 8 years old standing there. She noticed the children were not at all dressed for the weather and immediately became unnerved by them. Against her better judgment, she let them in out of the cold.
Because all these people describe a feeling of dread and fear.
You can't explain why, but all of a sudden, just a feeling of dread comes over you. I mean, and that's your gut telling you something's wrong. They always say, for women, to trust your intuition. I think I've said before, there is a chemical that people emit when they're about to do something dangerous.
And your body can, like, sense it?
Your body can, you can smell it. That's, subconsciously, you smell it.
That's why. Mm-hmm. And they say in a lot of these cases, too, where there's pets around, that pets will, like, bark, bark, bark. And then when you open the door and the black-eyed kids are there, that your pets will, like, go, Well, my pet wouldn't.
No,
not Lucy. She's a vicious.
At least she'd rip those eyes out and have them for little toys.
Yeah, she's a monster. But they said a lot of the cases, like dogs that are normally like pretty protective or whatever, would just be like
cower in fear,
and like cower and go and like hide under the bed in the other room or whatever. And yeah, it's like it's
because they're
sort of scent.
Probably mind controlling them,
or the dogs are smelling the thing you're talking about of like emitting an odor of.
Well,
like,
then
danger.
a good boy would
go for the throat.
And protect their owner.
Well, that's what
they weren't dogs, but this woman did have cats. And as she walked the children through her house, her cats began to hiss and run from them.
Which, like, cats do that with demons, too.
Mm-hmm. When she asked the children questions, they would always reply with, "Our parents will be here soon." Mm-hmm. The woman offered the children some cocoa. And when they looked up to take their drinks, she noticed their eyes for the first time.
Come on. You didn't look them in the eye?
That part of the story is kind of a hole.
That's why I always drill people right in the eyes. Yeah. I just make sure I make
Look me in the eye before I'm letting you into this house.
Make very intense eye contact that just makes people very uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's worth it.
You
I'm
know
safe.
What? You've probably saved yourself a lot of encounters with black-eyed children.
Countless times.
Suddenly, the children asked if they could use the restroom.
At the same time.
Probably, like the little girls from The Shining.
Creeps.
"We want to use the restroom. Come play with us forever.
Please don't play with each other in my restroom."
Trying to remain calm, the woman showed them down the hall.
Locked that shit.
Mm-hmm. It was then that her husband's nose began to bleed.
Good God.
And the power went out.
Fuck a bunch of this.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I would leave my house. I know there's a blizzard.
Burn
I'd be
down.
Like, "Honey, grab the tissue. I'm grabbing the keys. These kids can have the house.
Burn it down.
The cats, fuck the cats. They're on their own.
They can survive. They're good. Cats
they're
are
cats.
Resilient.
They're cats.
They're resilient.
They know they can go for days by themselves.
Very resilient.
Well, as the woman went to grab some tissue for her husband, she noticed the children standing motionless at the end of the hall staring at her.
You can't see me, but I'm vigorously shaking my head. No.
They said, "Our parents are here," and made their way back out the front door.
Ah.
The woman watched as they walked towards a black car that was now parked out front. Next to the car stood two tall men in suits. The children and men got in the car, and it drove out of sight. This is the only report of someone inviting them in.
What happened to the husband? That's the one. Where the husband, 6 months later, mm-hmm. was diagnosed with a very rare form of skin cancer that is mostly seen in people who have been exposed to extreme levels of radiation, and he got sick and died.
And the woman started to have severe nosebleeds all of the time and said she was in, quote, "the worst condition of her life."
These kids come in. Wreck a bunch of stuff. It's like having a baby. It just ruins your life.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
have nosebleeds.
She attributes all of the sickness to the children coming there. She thinks if she never let them in,
none of it
would have happened.
Well, I mean, she may not be wrong.
No, she might not be. Well, there's a lot of common things in all these encounters that we're seeing. So the general description, so everyone can be aware of, am I encountering a black-eyed child?
First of all, look them in the eye.
Yeah, that's step number one. Do they have just a black sea of nothingness where their eye sockets should be?
God.
Well, they also resemble kids between the ages of 6 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S., they seem to only appear at night. But in England, they've appeared in the daytime.
So they are time zone sensitive.
Yes, very, yes. They ask for favors, like to use the phone, use the bathroom, get a ride home, or get something to eat.
So they're needy little shits.
Yeah. Well, okay. They're just children.
Well.
They wear dated clothing.
Losers.
Like gowns. Maybe they're just losers.
They're just nerds. No, they wear gowns, and there's other reports of them wearing like tattered jeans or tattered pants, and then like plaid shirts or like.
So they're improvisers?
Stand-up comics.
They're just people that we know. But
yeah,
it's
just comment, just comedians. Yeah, just tattered clothes, and they're just vaping.
And just drinking whiskey.
Yeah, pretty much. No, but they...
Oh, and also they travel in small groups of 2 to 5. These are total stand-up comics. Stand-up comics. Oh, man.
No, but yeah, it's like they said that they look like they're maybe from like back in the day, like the 1900s. Like early
the Depression
19-
era?
Yeah, like early 1900s or something.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, they will approach an adult who is alone in a house or a car. The adult, like we've said, will feel an overwhelming sense of fear before realizing something is wrong.
Another one of the women who did not let the kids in, and it was the one with the dog, ran off, and it was Halloween. And she said that it was Halloween night, and they had a pretty popular neighborhood, but that usually trick-or-treaters stop about 10 o'clock because it's like, you know, it's like too late and everybody's out of candy. And she said it was about 11:30, close to midnight, and there was a knock at the door. And she and her husband was like, oh, it's probably just some kids trick-or-treating. And they looked out, and it was two little kids. And they opened the door, and she said that they were like, you must let us in. We must use your bathroom. We must call our mother. And one of the two kids was crying. One of them was, like, very insistent and stern. And the other one, the littler one, was crying or, like, kind of whimpering to himself. And the woman said that she, before she knew it, she had, like, not only was the door open, but she started to take a few steps, like, towards the kids. And again, it's like, she felt an overwhelming, like, sense of dread and terror, and then stopped herself and realized, like, oh, shit, like, I just walked, like, 4 steps out of the house, and I'm, like, right in front of these kids. And then she's like, oh, let me go in and ask my husband, and which, you know, the one thing, good thing about the patriarchy is you can use it as an excuse for shit you don't want to do.
That's a good point.
And she closes the door and then looks out the window, and the kids were, like, suddenly, like, on the corner of her street, like, under a street lamp. Like, she's like, there's no way they could have gone that far that fast. Like, they basically, like, not teleported, but were like, like, suddenly we're, like, under a streetlight. And then she didn't end up letting them in. But it's, again, it's that feeling of, like, you're alone and you're scared, but also at the same time you're, like, drawn to them somehow. So that's another one.
I bet Halloween is a really good night for black-eyed children.
They said black-eyed kids, like, sightings spike in the month of October, and especially Halloween night.
It's like, as we all know from last episode, I had some very hot takes about American Horror Story, but it's
I think
like
you said, it sucked dick.
Yeah, I did.
Pretty sure that's exactly what you said.
But the season one is when only on Halloween night is when all the
bad shit
dead people can come out and do stuff.
Damn.
The kids that died in the high school.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Again, pets whimper and cower around the black-eyed kids.
And they speak in absolutes, which this is really creepy.
Like, it's very rude.
And just arrogant and bossy. You must let me in, or we have to use your phone. First of all, you don't have to do anything.
First of all, I don't have to. I don't must nothing.
Nothing, have to, nothing.
Mm-mm.
But they always use please, thank you, ma'am, and sir. So they try and make it seem like we're polite. We're respectful.
We don't have a gun.
Let us use your phone. We don't have a gun.
We must use your phone.
Yes.
You must let us. You must ask us in.
The older or bigger child typically makes the ask. The younger child looks quiet or shy. The kids will stare at one another in psychic communication like they have ESP. They exercise a hypnotic pull on their victims, drawing them to unlock the door, move closer, or let the children in. They cause lights to flicker and power outages, suggesting they are radioactive or maybe have telekinetic fields. Interactions with them can cause nosebleeds or skin cancer, is if the victims have been exposed to extreme radiation.
God.
You know who else causes nosebleeds?
What's that?
Slenderman.
Yeah. Well, and
they're probably friends.
They probably are. Maybe they're proxies of Slenderman. Because they said that when they knocked on the door and they said, our parents are here, and it's two tall dudes.
Suits? It's two Slendermans?
I was going to say, I don't want to...
Is the plural of Slenderman Slenderman?
I think it's Slenderman. Because my question is like, we covered...
the Slendermans.
That's like a family show. It's like the Brady Bunch, but the Slenderman Bunch, and their children are black-eyed kids. But I was like, when I was reading that, it was two tall men in suits, and I was like, we went over Slenderman, but I never clarified if there's only... It's like Santa Claus. Like, there's only one Slenderman. Or if it's a, like, it's like a tiger... And there's, like, all kinds of tigers in the world and more than just the one tiger you see. Like, is there all kinds of Slendermen?
I love that you went tiger on that.
I don't know why. I was just like, what's
that? That was the analogy.
It's like an animal in the zoo that one would see in the zoo. I would say polar bear, but when I lived in Chicago, polar bears are my favorite animal. And I always wanted to see the polar bear at Lincoln Park Zoo, and I saw him zero times.
Because he was always hiding?
It's a goddamn lie. I think there's not a polar bear there, and they're just like, well, if we just tell them that they're, like, sleeping.
They usually look really sad.
Yeah, I'm sure he is fucking sad.
I saw them at the San Diego Zoo. They had a nice setup, but I'm still like, man, you would love to be in, like, Antarctica.
Yeah, the Arctic would friggin' rule.
Yeah.
San Diego is not appropriate habitat.
I mean, it's great weather for us.
It's not an appropriate habitat.
Not so much for a polar bear.
But, yeah, it's like, is there more, like, there are more than one polar bears.
Well, when you were a kid and you believed in Santa, did your parents say, like, there's one Santa, but then he has all these helpers, and that's how they would explain the Santas at the malls and stuff?
No, my mom was just like, that's not really Santa.
Oh, I think my mom would say those are his helpers.
Or that is really Santa. And if you're like, well, if that's Santa, then who's making the toys? She would just be like, that's not really Santa.
Mm. So your mom, Nancy, didn't try and pull one over on
you. She has immense words. We were annoying kids and we would like dig. I remember one Christmas Eve, Shannon and I... my sister's like 5 years, 5 months older than me. And she was like, tonight's the night we're going to wait up for Santa. Because I think a kid at school had maybe like clued her in, like, your parents are probably Santa. And my parents, to their credit, were like a united front. And they were like, no, hell no, we're not. Absolutely not. And we were like, we're going to stay up. We're going to stay up. And so I slept on her top bunk because we were going to like stay awake together. Inevitably fell asleep.
Sure.
And then by the time we woke up, the presents were there. And we're like, he came. He did it.
Meanwhile, your parents are just waiting outside the door like, are they asleep? Are they asleep?
Those little
we
shits
got 10 minutes.
They're still talking.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I always think, like, is it cruel to do Santa? Because now that we have a baby.
You have to decide.
I mean, she won't know about that or be able to, like, even appreciate that for several years. But I'm like... That's so weird to just, like, lie about this thing for, like, years.
Is it lying or is it, like, perpetuating, like, a memory generation?
This is the argument that most people have. I mean, we are going to do it because...
It's fun.
Our therapist was like, do you really want her to be the kid at school that misses on Christmas
and
Santa Claus?
I think about when we had Tyler on the show and he's like, he had to be like, I can't eat a cupcake for your birthday.
Yeah.
Like, you're...
You're the weird kid that your parents won't let you do Santa Claus. Also, then you've got to worry about them telling all the kids that do believe in Santa Claus, like, spoiling
their
shit.
Yeah.
And then nobody wants to come over to the Wallace Brown house because they ruin everything.
Ella's a little, she's spoilsport and she tells them all. I remember coming home, my mom's like, I told my mom, a kid at school said Santa wasn't real. My mom's like, well, as soon as you say he's not real, it doesn't bring you presents anymore. And I was like, I still believe in Santa to this day.
Yeah. My mom still wants us to believe in the, she'll be like, well, the spirit of Santa Claus, because I have two younger brothers.
Santa's in all of us.
Yeah. So I obviously stopped believing in him before they did, but she would be like, if we don't believe in the spirit of him, he's not going to bring anything. And I always, even after I knew of Santa, still appreciated getting Santa presents.
Oh, yeah. It's like a fun, nice, like, cute thing to
and
do.
And I look forward to doing that with Ella, too.
Yeah.
It's just going to be when you have to tell them he's not really real.
What?
How
but
devastating.
I mean, I think, too, like...
But we all figured it out, and we were all still fine. So it's
well,
like
it's
nobody...
Cute.
Yeah.
When your parents are still stoked about it, it's still cute.
Yeah, it makes
so
it
doesn't...
exciting.
You don't hate them or whatever. So, okay, so... Black-eyed kids, I think they're more real than Santa, maybe.
Yeah.
What do we think?
Or our parents are all black-eyed kids.
No,
well, here's, you mentioned some theories.
Okay, here's our theories.
Here's some theories about what these little bastards might be.
Yeah.
Demons.
There's some holes in that theory.
Yeah.
Because demons are...
They're like, usually very vulgar.
Yeah, they're interactive.
They possess people.
They possess other people. And, like, there's a thing in Chicago called the Devil Baby of Hull House where allegedly this lady had a baby, and it came out, and it was a baby. Imagine this, like, a newborn baby that looks up at you and is like, you're a stupid motherfucker. Which sounds like... sounds hilarious, Christy, until it happens to you. It's kind of like...
just imagine... crazy that would be.
Yeah, until like all these people are freaking out because basically this baby was just talking mad, like roasting people.
Wow, it came out as like what is it, not
Jeffrey Ross?
Jeffrey, I wanted to say Bob Ross, and I was like, it's not Bob Ross.
Jeffrey Ross.
I would love if a baby came out like Bob Ross though, and he just had that Bob Ross fro. It was
like nice and
I'm
fluffy.
Just gonna put a little bird.
Happy
over
little
here.
Accidents.
Happy little trees over here.
Yeah. So so these kids are restrained. And speak in limited phrases. Mm-hmm. They're not cursing at people, and they're not forceful.
No,
so people
I don't
say
think
demons scratch. Demons like will scratch you in the night or bang on the walls. And the demons, you don't have to invite them in. They just straight up
go wherever
they want.
They go wherever they
even
they
a uterus. Want to. It turns out because the devil baby all else.
Yeah. So we're debunking demons.
So these are not demons.
Ghosts.
There are several kinds of ghosts.
Yeah,
and I
just
feel
like people because they are just. People that aren't living
anymore. Sure, and there's like the spirits that are sort of on a loop that sort of just repeat and they're not aware that they're ghosts. There's ghosts that have unfinished business. There are ghosts that know they're ghosts. Mm-hmm. But in all those cases, they're not like solid apparitions.
Yeah.
And these kids all seem to be, no one says that they're see-through.
Right.
Also, ghosts can just fucking walk through walls, man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So these kids must be like invited in. They can't just, they knock so that, you know, if there's a knock on your door, that in
They have a materialized hand.
Yeah,
to
they're
do that.
Solid. So yeah. I don't think it's a ghost.
So we're debunking ghosts.
Ghosts do vanish, but that doesn't mean that these kids are ghosts.
Sure. Here's a word that we don't use enough.
I love this word.
And by we, I mean America.
Bringing it back.
Ghouls.
I looked up ghouls.
Ghouls
I was like,
is such a great word.
Do you think it's a ghoul? A ghoul is more from, like, the Middle East and Israel, I looked into.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're monsters who live in graveyards who feed on human flesh. They're They've also been seen in deserts, and they prey on, like, the weakest of the herd or children, and then they take on the form of the person that's most recently eaten. So that would be a sense that maybe if they ate a child and then could become, you know, come after somebody else. But then that wouldn't make sense why they're... I mean, preying on a person that's alone in their car, alone in their house, that kind of makes sense because they're preying on someone that's alone and weak
or vulnerable.
But there isn't really anything to say that they needed permission to enter anywhere. Yeah.
So we're debunking ghouls?
I don't think it's a ghoul.
Okay.
I
so
love
no ghouls.
On It's Always Sunny when they're like, what are you into? And Charlie's like, ghouls. And they're like, what do you hate? People's knees. I love Charlie. So it's not, sorry, Charlie Kelly, it's not ghouls.
Here's one where we're starting to get into, maybe this is a little more in the realm of possibilities.
I'm closer on potential. This is probably my best guess here.
Vampires.
Yeah.
So they're pale.
Yep.
Only check. Come out at night.
Check.
Can't enter a house without an invitation.
Check. The only thing is that the radioactive element. And
blood sucking.
There's not any blood sucking from the BEKs, the radioactive element. But it does, there are, I would say reports, but really I'm just kind of going off of like lore, like vampire lore.
Yeah. Like reports and lore are interchangeable,
you know,
when we discuss facts.
That's true. But the vampires, like especially in Dracula, it's like, open the window.
Uh-huh.
Like they can kind of, like vampires have like a little bit of telekinetic
and
power.
Mind control. Yeah,
mind control. So that kind of makes sense.
So they're like baby vampires.
Little baby vampires.
Which is kind of cute.
They're so little. They're just trying to get their first kill.
Baby vampires.
Why don't you let us in? I just want to suck your blood.
They just want to be friends with you and give you cancer.
They just want to give you fucking nosebleed. Maybe that's why they're trying to get noses to bleed so they can get their suck on without biting.
Oh, because they're just their little baby birds getting the first little taste.
They just need a little suck. But the guy in the parking garage in Portland who said that they suddenly looked older could maybe be like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer situation, which you haven't watched. But when the vampires go
you
from like...
very disappointed. Just
condescending. Not that you've ever watched Buffy, but
I'm going to watch it because I've had so many people at this point recommend it. Should I just start with season one, episode one?
Yeah. Just
is it
going to
be very dated?
It's so cute, though.
It's very 90s. Right? Yeah, which it's I love the mid-90s. So I'll probably
and Sarah
really
Michelle
enjoy
Gellar's
it.
Cute, and Joss Whedon wrote it, so it's like really funny. But when the vampire's like David Boreanaz, Angel or whatever, looks like hot David Boreanaz, and then when he goes vampire style, mm-hmm. then his face gets all mashed up and like wrinkly. So that would maybe explain. Like
what's the blonde one's name on that?
Spike.
Spike.
Oh my gosh, I didn't.
Spike was hot though. Were you Spike or David Boreanaz?
Okay, so I first when I originally was exposed to Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I have only watched like halfway through like season 4 or something, and it's when Buffy and Spike have a really unhealthy, mostly sexual relationship. Spoiler alert. And
I think I knew that actually.
I called my friend Gypsy, who's like, she loves Buffy, first of all, but she's like my resident, like, paranormal. When my old boss yelled at me because he didn't believe me that a silver bullet could kill a vampire, I like was like,
he yelled at you?
He yelled at me about a lot of stuff.
I got into an argument with your boss about that.
How did we get on that subject? I don't know. You tell me. Anyway, the episode of Buffy where Spike and Buffy are having sex, I was like so concerned about the physiological aspects of vampire sex.
Oh, that's a good
one.
I think that's valid.
Do they have blood inside of them? Because when you stab them in the heart.
Who, the vampires?
Yeah. Like, is there blood rushing through their veins? Because boners, in case you kids didn't know, is the. It's when blood rushes to the penile region of a man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if he's able, also, then do vampires come? We don't know.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was texting Gypsy.
We don't, but some do.
I texted all these questions, and she's like, why don't you just look this up on the internet? I'm like, you'd be surprised what kind of stuff comes up if you type in vampire erection.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I am going to Google that later.
Oh, it's nothing. It's not the science that I was looking for.
Right, sure,
it
sure. Was not nuts. The vampire sirens that you were looking for. If I was going to posit a guess, I would say they do not have human blood inside them.
They have, like, special vampire blood?
Or maybe no blood, because...
Then how does a boner work? How does a boner work with no blood?
Magic. Okay. Just vampire.
I'm supposed to suspend my disbelief that a vampire gets an erection without a pumping heart?
I think they get... I mean, they're not human, so they don't... We can't really attribute any, like, human physiological response.
They get hungry. They get hungry
for
and they...
For blood.
But they get horny. For a puss. You haven't watched.
You don't know. But I think they do it as vampires, not as humans. So how
but
they
he's
would...
having sex with Buffy and she's a human.
Yeah, but...
She loses her virginity to Angel.
Wow.
Spoiler
God,
again.
I wish I could say I lost my virginity to a vampire.
To David Boreanaz. Either way.
No, I would choose Spike.
Would you really?
Yeah. I think he's hotter.
You know what? And then you watch it. It's like a really... I don't want to get into too many Buffy spoilers, but it was on the air 30 years ago.
That's true.
But, like, Spike, like, loves her a lot, but it's, like, really one-sided. And, like, it's kind of...
She doesn't love him back?
Well, she does and she doesn't, and it's a whole thing.
She's real hot and cold, just like a vampire.
Oh! Get it? Hot, but also cold. But that's... I don't know. I'm very concerned about vampire erection. So if any of our listeners have any answers, please don't send pictures.
No. Send facts.
But send facts, because links. I don't understand the physiological nature of a vampire erection.
I'm going to look this up, and I'll have a PowerPoint prepared for
next episode. The BEKs potentially could...
Could be vampires.
It could be.
Here's another one that maybe... Aliens.
We haven't talked about aliens on the show a lot.
Oh, we should do an alien episode soon.
We should. There's...
We've mentioned them having maybe being a possible reason for things, like Bermuda Correct. Triangle and stuff. Correct. But we've never just done a straight alien abduction.
We did an alien abduction scene in our show the other day.
We sure did. That was fun.
But, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they have pale skin, but aliens are usually described as gray.
And bald. They're short.
They both have black eyes.
Black eyes and short.
And from the Vermont story, she saw them getting into a black car with two men in suits. Men in black.
Here come the men in black.
That seems very men in blackish. But I don't know. I'm not buying it as much as the vampires.
I would, yeah. If I had to put a ranking of more likely or less likely, it's more likely vampires than aliens. Mm-hmm.
Here's a little more darker explanation.
Mm-mm.
The spirits of lost or murdered children.
That's sad.
But maybe Occam's razor.
You know what? Maybe it makes the most sense. They are kids.
Yeah. Or it's just something else that's probably the explanation. Like hallucinations by the people seeing them. Mischievous teenagers playing pranks. Because you can buy black-eyed contacts online or at Party City very easily and put them in your eyeballs.
And it may have been that the kids that wanted to see Mortal Kombat, that's what it was, is they were just, trying to be spooky, freaky little kids, and they're, heard something from, it was 1996, so maybe they something off of Buffy, or they've seen the interview of the vampire or something, or old Dracula.
Brad Pitt was so fucking hot in that movie.
You're speaking of vampire erections.
Oh, yeah.
I have an erection for a vampire. No, but this sort of dovetails into the next possible explanation, where the initial one was maybe some kids being shitty kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy wrote about it. Because there's evidence and proof of Brian Bethel's initial encounter that he posted on this ghost forum or a mailing list or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was proof that this actually,
he said it happened.
That his account was, documented at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's seen on the internet. And then what's the next potential explanation?
So, priming, this is what I think can explain so much, even though I don't want to be a disbeliever.
And debunking everything.
Yeah. So, priming, when you read about a phenomenon, you are more predisposed to be attentive to it. So if you're reading reports of black-eyed kids, this might make you more attentive to kids and teens seeking your attention in the dead of night.
So if he wrote about black-eyed kids on his message board, the guy in Portland maybe saw three teenagers, but in his mind, if it's dark out or whatever, and he's like, oh God, I think they had black eyes or whatever.
Can I blow your mind for a second?
Please.
They had never spoken about it.
What do you mean?
So I read the entire chat room copy and paste.
Oh, okay.
Where John from Portland told the story about when he met these kids.
To Brian.
And they were internet friends.
Okay.
But they had never spoken about the black-eyed kids.
So Brian hadn't posted his story?
When Brian posted his original story, it was after it had actually happened, and John's had already happened too.
Okay.
But then they discovered, we both had this happen to us.
Similar thing.
And we'd never spoken about it.
Whoa.
So, that being said, priming is a very logical explanation. So, only an activator stimulus that is appropriately vague in the right circumstances sets off the connection between the knowledge in your brain and your senses, making a false connection between the two and leading you to a flawed conclusion that isn't supported by evidence. Paranormal investigator A. Milhorn, I like that he doesn't want to give his first name out. It's just A.
Call me A.
Call me A.
Call you a what? Milhorn. I'm glad you think I'm funny.
Well, he says that given priming and pareidolia, which is basically, say, for instance, you look at a rock wall and you see the face of a monster in this rock wall. And therefore you're like, oh, this must be haunted because I'm seeing a demon's face appear.
Mm.
No, your brain is, I think we've talked before, our brain naturally wants us to make connection, or just be able to label everything.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do the un- we don't understand, like, things that we can't explain.
Yeah.
So we see this face and we're like, oh, that's a demon.
Yeah.
But if you really, and I'm using this example because the thing that I read had a picture of this wall and it had a little circle of, like, where the demon would have been that people say they see. But then you start to look at all these other parts of the wall and you see the same, you see faces everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so
you just.
It's a Rorschach test, right?
Yes, yes, yes. So it's a frame of reference of scary stories can cause people to falsely perceive these experiences, which is really like.
Like the power of a suggestion.
Anytime you, it's like when you've never heard a word before, mm-hmm. and then you hear this word, and
everyone
then all of a sudden you
amazing.
Hear it everywhere.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, this word must, I can't believe it's being said all the time. It's always been said, you're just more in tune to hear it now.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like you're more, you're paying better attention.
Yeah.
Specifically,
yeah.
to a specific
thing. And it's recently been brought to your attention, so it's like a little ding when you hear it, like your brain is just more likely to like pay attention to it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Also, in 2013, all of these black-eyed kid encounters started becoming a lot more reported. Maybe it was because the movie Black-Eyed Children Let Me In was being made. And there was a little viral marketing going on.
Viral marketing is such a scam always.
I want to see this movie, though.
Isn't it a crowd? It's like a Kickstarter movie. It's like crowdfunded.
I think so, yes, yes, yes. Have you seen Let the Right One In?
No.
Oh, my God, you've got to. It is.
What's it about?
Incredible. Well, the original one, I think, was made in the 70s, and then the remake was a couple years ago. It's a vampire movie, but it's... Honestly, it's more of a love story.
Oh.
It's like a beautiful,
sounds like Buffy
haunting
the Vampire Slayer.
Love story. It's very, very good.
Dang. Have you
I
ever seen
recommend it.
This isn't you said love story. Have you ever seen Crimson Peak?
Oh my God. No. What is it? We add it to the list.
You haven't seen it?
Mrs. Winterbourne, Crimson Peak. What was the other one?
Where the Heart Is. Which I mentioned in improv practice today and David Allison laughed so hard. He was like, I haven't thought of that movie in forever. I'm like, well, hang out with me, kid. Crimson Peak has Tom Hiddleston, who is one of my celebrity crushes.
Who's that?
Tom Hiddleston plays Loki in the Avengers. He's British.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about him in something else.
He's my celebrity crush.
He's hot.
I said I wanted to move to London and marry Tom Hiddleston.
So that's
also,
what it
you guys, if you could tag Tom Hiddleston on Twitter and have him listen to the podcast. Yeah. Tom, I'm single. Very cute. Fun to be with.
We were talking about the other night when his name came up. That how we will all move to England if Trump gets reelected.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
And then we were like, oh, and then we can meet these people.
And I can
friends
be friends with
them.
Tom Hiddleston. And anyway, he lives in a house with his sister. And he goes and finds a wife and brings her back to the house. But, like, the house is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a gothic romance or whatever. And they call it Crimson Peak because the house is on, like, red clay. So then when it snows and the dirt starts to come up, instead of the snow being, like, dirty, like a grayish, blackish color, it's, like, red. It looks like bloody.
Blood.
And then the house holds many secrets.
Oh.
Stop listening now if you don't want a movie from 5 years ago to get spoiled. But, like, Jessica Chastain is his sister.
I like Jessica Chastain.
She's real scary and she's really mean to the new wife that he brings in and, like, really, like... And it turns out that the sister is, like, in love with Tom Hiddleston.
Ew, her brother?
Gross, yeah.
Ew, yeah. Took a Game of Thrones turn.
It did. It took a Game of Thrones turn, but Tom Hiddleston's so hot in it. You can just see his butt.
Ooh, like no pants butt?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Get full cheekage.
I got a Crimson Peak every 28 days,
hey!
If you know what I mean.
Hey! But seriously, tag Tom Hiddleston in this and tell him.
I tagged John Cusack several times last week.
Fucking rude. He hasn't called me.
It really is. John, come on.
I know that you're upset about this political climate. Aren't I? I'm the same.
You can bond over it with
I'm
her.
A lawyer. We'll talk about it. Oh. Also, just get naked and talk about
Ooh.
It. It'll be great.
A little pillow talk.
Yeah.
A little John Cusack pillow
let's
talk.
Talk about our emotions.
So what do we think? What is your...
Oh, and then the other one is... How do you say it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's...
Aniridia,
which is a medical condition.
Correct. If you get stuck in the eye or you have a congenital chromosomal mutation that causes, but that doesn't cause the whites of your eyes to be black. It causes, like, where you have blue eyes and I have brown eyes, instead of it being blue or brown, it's all black. Mm. Like, it causes your pupil to just be humongous.
There's no difference between your iris and your pupil?
Correct. And it's, like, you technically do have some color in your eye, but it's such a small ring that it can't be seen by other people.
Like, can you see normal?
I think so. I think you do have issues, but...
God, well, your biggest issue is how others treat you, probably. Like a
fucking creep. No, just kidding. But yeah. So
even then, you have white in your eye, though.
Yeah.
So that's kind of... We're going to debunk that one.
Correct. So I don't think it's that because, yeah, you would still have white.
So what do you think it is?
It's got... I mean, the only logical connection... The only logical explanation is vampires, right?
Think so, yeah.
The only thing that makes sense is these are baby vampires and they are not strong enough to overpower a human yet, so they have to rely on trying to sneak their way in.
Nosebleeds.
No, and then, yeah, the nosebleeds and radiation's freaky. Maybe they're like some kind of government experiment and they've escaped or something, or
it's just creepypasta
that's just made up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Brian Bethel was pre-creepypasta.
I'm going on the record saying that's what I vote.
Brian Bethel is an award-winning journalist that to this day writes for the illustrious Abilene Daily News.
Well,
I will not have you besmirch his good name.
I think we should try and get in contact with him.
He said he gets emails all the time. He set up an FAQ on his website,
oh,
like answering questions, because he said he just constantly
gets
emails.
He's local. I mean, ish. He's local-ish. And maybe we could interview him and have like an actual first encounter story.
Well, he's always willing
to
talk.
I would love for Brian to be able to change my mind.
Well, we'll tweet at Brian.
Okay.
Tweet at Tom Hiddleston.
Tweet at John Cusack, always.
Always. If you guys, by the end of this podcast in several years, if I don't get at least one celebrity date from this, it will be for nothing.
Yeah, also same.
I have done.
Even though I'm married.
No, still, you shut up. You get to be married to Tommy. He's a celebrity date.
He's my celebrity.
Dream date.
That's just like to meet these people.
That's fine. I can date him and you can meet him.
Okay. Also... let's not put a time limit of a few years, because we're going to do this podcast
infinity. Until I die. put the microphone in front of my mouth in the nursing home. I'll still have something to say.
Oh, I would never let you live in a nursing home.
Oh my God, thank you.
You would come live with me before we just be like cocoon.
Golden Girl style.
Oh, I'd love
just
that.
Just eating cheesecake and talking.
Tommy's Dorothy.
Yeah.
I just grabbed myself up there.
Tommy is Dorothy. He is, though. Personality-wise, he is the Dorothy. I'm obviously Blanche, and you're obviously Sophia. We just need a rose.
Oh, man. That really tickled me.
You're cracked. Christy cracked, y'all.
But I cracked myself.
She's gone. You called your husband Dorothy from the Golden Girls. Like, yeah, you're laughing. You're crying.
Oh, man. Dorothy's my favorite, though.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's so good.
That show is so fucking good.
Oh, I know. Golden Girls, oh man, so good. Speaking of shows we love, shout out to, on Instagram, at @shoppixelandink. She always comments really nice things on our post. And recently she was like, please don't ever stop referencing my favorite shows like Arrested Development and King of the Hill.
And The Office, which
I love.
And
The Office.
And I will not ever, because my entire brain is just made up of quotes.
I mean, I don't think it would be possible for us to stop referencing.
No.
I asked her what her favorite Office episode was, and she said, Safety First.
Oh, it's such a good one. Where they accidentally throw the watermelon off the roof and it bounces and it hits Stanley's car. And he's like, call the law offices of James P. Albini. See if he does hate crimes. And when they're like, Michael's going to jump off on the roof onto the bouncy castle.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, and Pam's like, he's going to kill himself pretending
to kill himself. Yeah, that was so good.
Dwight,
you
ignorant slut.
Yeah,
one of my coworkers, who's by far my favorite coworker. And he's just so funny. And he has a really dry sense of humor. And he'll just be like, well, I'm going to quit soon, so it won't matter. But he won't, like, he's not, but he does it as, like, a bit. But he loves quoting The Office, and I'll, like, send him something, and I'm like, hey, does this look good? And he'll just write back, yeppers, which is from The Office, where Jan's like, what did we say about yeppers? So, yeah, he loves to quote The Office and Arrested Development, too. So we will not stop.
I know, never, never. Doug Carvel, for just being so supportive. He sent us a really nice fan email.
He is so supportive.
He
had me listen to Dr. Death, which ruined my life, and I listened to it.
I'm on episode 3. It's great, but it is fucked up.
It's intense. It's intense.
Also, we started cereal today.
Oh, it's really, good. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
Shout out to Julia Sakura, who's like an amazing stand-up comic and a great friend who suggested today's topic.
Yeah, she did. And Nod Button, she is a Canadian listening from Finland.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks she for listening. She messaged us.
And what was really funny is she was like, I can't really tell you apart so much, but one of you has a much more Texas accent. And I was like,
I think we know. I
think we know who that was.
A little bit. Just a little bit. And then my brother-in-law, Aaron, who threw down ice cream sandwiches when mm-hmm. I was in danger, but to save me, but also came to my house and hung up a bunch of soundproof panels. So now I have pretty much a podcast studio in my house.
That's great. And who gave us those podcast panels?
Super duper shout out to Gaunch and his wife, Kelsey, who unfortunately for us has moved to Los Angeles. Yeah. But fortunately for you Californians, please enjoy Gaunch and Lady Gaunch. Kelsey is an amazing hairdresser mm-hmm. who styled my hair so beautifully.
She does mine
and
too.
Gaunch is just amazing to know and also create random stuff like a bunch of soundproof panels that mm-hmm. he then gave me because he couldn't take to LA. So thank you.
Super nice.
Shout out.
Yes. Thank you to all of them. I'm going to do a preemptive thank you to everyone that was come to our live show.
Oh, please do. October 26th, 11:30 p.m. at Dallas Comedy House, 3025 Main Street in Dallas, dallascomedyhouse.com for your free ticket. But if you want to get one, go ahead and get one. So
I think they want people to have an idea of like how many there's going to be.
Like a head count. Go ahead and go and download your ticket. You just have to put in your email.
Yeah. And I did create a link on our fancy new website.
Yep.
So you can just on the main page, it says upcoming live shows in the taskbar, and you can just click that and it takes you directly to it.
Sinisterhood.com.
Yes. The best thing you can do for us is to tell a friend about us that you think might like us. Also, wherever you listen to your podcast, rate and review and subscribe.
And definitely tell your friends. It really helps us grow and get more exposure, especially if you follow us on Instagram or Twitter at Sinisterhood Pod. And you can like us on Facebook at Sinisterhood. Christy, where can these nice folks find you?
I am on Instagram at Christy M. Wallace and Twitter at Christy or GTFO.
I'm on Instagram at Heather versus the World and Instagram at MCK versus the World.
As always, the devil rules the airwaves.
Keep it creepy.
Sinisterhood.